It's the Phone Dog Podcast with your host, Noah from PhoneDog.com.
What's up, everybody? I'm Noah from PhoneDog.com. You're listening to the Phone Dog Podcast. I like that song because I helped write it. What's up? It is Tuesday, September 16th, 2008. This is Phone Dog Podcast, episode number 2. Today's podcast is brought to you by nobody. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Phone Dog Podcast, drop us a line, infodog@phonedog.com, or just head over to the website, contact us that way, phonedog.com, and we would love to have you sponsor what we're doing and help make it better. No podcast yesterday because I still needed a day to recover from CTIA. It was a fun week. Lots of videos, lots of content over on the site for you to check out. All kinds of new phone news, obviously. Tom was out here. Doug was out here. Ran into a bunch of old friends. Great to see everyone at the show. And busier show than last year. And also almost as much news going on away from the show as there was at the show. We'll get to that in a second. Thanks for the concern, YouTube viewers who posted saying, "Noah, dude, your voice sounds funny. You sound like you're tired. Are you okay?" Yeah, I'm good. Thanks for looking out. It was a long week, a good week, but an exhausting one. These things are crazy if you've never been to one. But I think the voice is okay. So we're going to dip right into the mailbag because I think that's the best way to get started on the week that was last week in cell phone news. So we'll hit up the mailbag, talk about CTIA, do some lightning round, have a name suggestion for lightning round. We'll get to it all in a second. You are listening to the Phone Dog Podcast with me, Noah from PhoneDog.com. All right, so we're going to start off with a dip into the mailbag. Meow Mix asks via YouTube, "Hey Noah, I know I sent you a comment, but I didn't know if you checked those as much. I have a question. Out of all the phones you got a hold of at CTIA Wireless, which one was your favorite, and which one are you excited about to come out? Which one are you excited about coming out?" I think is what Meow Mix meant. Anyway, that's as good a way as any as to get into the week that was last week. CTIA Wireless IT and Entertainment, the CTIA Fall Show out here in San Francisco. You can get all the coverage on PhoneDog.com, on the YouTube channel, YouTube.com/PhoneDog, on my blog at PhoneDog.com/Noah. Thanks, Andre, for hooking that up with the easy URL there. All the phones I actually got my hands on, I would say probably the BlackBerry Bold. The HTC phones were also really impressive, and I'm very curious about the LG Lotus, not just because I got to wear the scarf. If you haven't seen that video, LG and Sprint did this thing. They got Christian, who won Project Runway a couple last season, to design a scarf for this new phone, and you know, it was kind of a cute gimmick, kind of fun, but the phone itself is kind of interesting as well. But I think the Bold, because the Bold basically has everything just about that I really want from a phone myself, which is obviously a good phone, good quality screen, good media player, web browser, email, plus a QWERTY keypad, which I don't currently have on my iPhone, which is my personal choice right now for a phone. And the Bold is slimmer, it's sleeker than the Curve, it has a gorgeous display, camera with a flash, 3.5mm headphone jack, you know, all that stuff. Only got to use it for a little bit, but it was very usable, really liked it. So that's probably at the top of my list. The HTC phones were also right up there. The Touch Pro is maybe the best Windows mobile phone I've ever seen, although, again, I only used it for a little while. But and good looking out, Eric from HTC, getting us out of the convention center over to the coffee shop where things were lighter and airier and a little more human. We appreciate that, man. Thank you. But at any rate, the Touch Pro looks great. I like the form factor. It's a little thick, no headphone jack, but it's cool. The HTC S740, which is not going to be a U.S. release, at least not now. Very cool looking phone, a little bit different shape and style to it. I dug that one. But then, not at the show, but only kicking around rumor land, of course, also two more HTC phones, the Dream, which is supposedly the first T-Mobile, the first Google phone, and heard today, got confirmation, T-Mobile will have an event next week, the 23rd of September, which is Tuesday. It's going to be in New York City. I don't know if anybody from Phone Dog is going to get there, but they'll be webcasting it, so I'll be covering it from the comfort of my own laptop for sure. They're going to unveil the whatever the first Android phone is, whatever it's really called, the Dream G1 or whatever it's called. So looking forward to that, and talk to a few people at the show who have played with the phone extensively, and the direct quote was, it's buggy as hell, but it's still really exciting. So there you go. Hopefully the bugs have been worked out. I've been hearing today that the version Google demoed over in London, and you can see the video. It's not a Phone Dog video, but we've got it on the site. Really responsive, really snappy looking. So it just remains to be seen, you know, when it comes out in consumer land, how it is. So I'm psyched about that one. I am also excited about the HTC Touch HD.
Give me all you got! Listen. Give me all you got!
Al wants all the details. It's a full touchscreen phone. 800 by 480 resolution, giant touchscreen, 3.5 millimeter headphone jack. As of right now, it's a European release, quarter four, global markets shortly thereafter. So you never know. 5 megapixel camera on that one, lots of stuff. So psyched about that. Also, you know, psyched just to be able to pass along the news that it looks like the BlackBerry Storm, the first touchscreen BlackBerry, is coming out on Verizon very soon. And also the got some word today on the internet and gadget rent a thing that the Samsung Omnia may actually finally be showing up on AT&T as the Mirage, the i907 Mirage, early October possibly for that one. Bold, last week of September, also AT&T. Storm, any day now we could see launch, because apparently they've been doing internal prep. There's some video on the web of the Storm. So there you go. I was most excited about the Bold, the HTC Touch Pro, and the LG Lotus. I'm curious to play with the Lotus. Interesting form factor. For a non-smartphone, it seems to have everything. Big screen, full QWERTY, you know, access to all the Sprint goodies. Interesting to get that one for longer and see how I really like the form factor. And, you know, with Sprint, the word always seems to be the network is great, the devices are interesting, customer service, from what I hear, leaves something to be desired. I haven't been a Sprint customer in a while, so I don't know, but those are the reports we get. So anyway, interesting to see what comes up on that one. All right, we'll be back with a little more on the mailbag in a moment. You're listening to the Phone Dog Podcast. I'm Noah from PhoneDog.com. Stay with us. What's up? It's the podcast. I'm Noah from PhoneDog.com. You can sponsor the podcast. Really, you can. It's easy. Go to PhoneDog.com, drop us a line, we'll work it out. It'll be great. Speaking of sponsors, you watch Gossip Girl? Gossip Girl is one of my admitted guilty pleasures. And I was really happy on last night's episode. It's what, episode 3, I think, of season 2? I don't know if you know this or you've picked up on it if you watch the show, but they're sponsored, Verizon Wireless, if you watch the credits at the end, promotional consideration paid for by Verizon Wireless. They all use Verizon phones. And last year, towards the end of the season, I kept wondering, like, why is Blair still rocking the Envy when the Envy 2 is out? And probably they filmed the show, you know, all the episodes before the Envy 2 came out, because it came out last April at CTIA. But last night, I was happy to see that Blair had moved on to the Envy 2. Notice she had the red one. A little more compact. Suits her Upper East Side Ice Queen dictator style, I think, a little more. But what I'm wondering, if I'm Verizon and I'm working with Gossip Girl, I'm leaking the new phones on the show. I'm building some interest. I'm building some buzz. So maybe this is why I don't work in TV. But so I'm thinking that Chuck really should have the BlackBerry Storm. Chuck just seems like that kind of guy, you know? He's not going to mess around with a keyboard and all that stuff. Touchscreen hasn't come out yet. Nobody has it. Command Central, because he's an evil, manipulating mastermind, you know? BlackBerry is his style. Not that BlackBerry's evil, but it's like that power business thing. And then, you know, the one that's not out yet. That's totally Chuck's style. That's what I would do if I ran the, whatever that network called now. Oh, what? What's with the booze? You don't like that? I think that's a good idea. Come on. Tough crowd tonight. Anyway, Phoenix Co. asks, hey, Phone Dog, compliments on the vids, but I got some questions. Do you order phones for people, and if so, do you accept money transfers? No, we don't sell phones ourselves. We don't order them for people. Don't send us your money. The cell phone seller's link in your Nokia 5610 video, is it safe? Have you ever ordered off that website? Because I'm really interested in purchasing the 5610, and the website has a good price. All right, so here's the deal. The YouTube videos, the ads on those videos, those are all through Google. Google owns YouTube. We're a partner with YouTube. You know, we have a channel, and we serve up ads on that channel, but those ads all come through Google. So I don't know who the people are who are advertising. I cannot vouch for them. What I can tell you is that, and I'm not trying to get into like the land of selling you stuff, but just to answer the question to clear this up, because I think it's important. You know, you have to be safe when you're doing stuff on the internet. You don't want to give out your information. You don't want to send money to somebody who's trying to rip you off, whatever. And there's a lot of that out there, unfortunately. If you go to the PhoneDog website, we have shopping tools on the website, not on YouTube, but on the PhoneDog.com website. And anybody who lists on our site, anybody who you can, you know, find a good price on our site and click through and buy from them, these are either authorized online dealers or other online stores, but we've done the homework and checked out their reputation, checked out their return policies, that kind of stuff, to, you know, try to make sure that we're only working with and only listing people, you know, stores who we think are legit. So definitely, you know, the stuff on YouTube I can't speak to. The places on our site, the click-throughs, we try to make sure they're good. Do your homework, see who you're buying from. Look at the reviews, look at the merchant ratings, see if they're an authorized online dealer, that kind of stuff. You know, you got to be a little wary to be safe on the internet. Thanks for the question. All right, Moro asks, hi, Noah, can you do more T-Mobile phone reviews? Thank you. Absolutely. A lot of T-Mobile stuff coming out soon. Obviously, we talked about the Android phone, the BlackBerry Pearl Flip 8220, the first ever flip BlackBerry, which I wasn't, you know, so into the form factor. Tom wasn't so into it. Doug liked it. And I know that's kind of how it is. It's polarizing. A lot of people think it's too big and chunky. A lot of people love it. It's got a big inside interior screen and a nice big keyboard. So that'll be out soon. We'll definitely do a review of that. And there's a couple other. I think it's going to be a big fall for T-Mobile. We're supposed to get the Sony Ericsson, that 3G flip phone that just came out. Should have that one soon. So soon, there should be a bunch more T-Mobile phones to check out, all right? So thanks for the email, and hang tight. Let's do one more. Oh, it's the music. I cannot stop the music. Yeah, this music, once again this week, brought to you by Pliny McMoto. Next week, maybe we'll mix it up, but thanks, Pliny, for the music. All right, one more quick mailbag question before we get on to the lightning round, or as it might be called this week, the phone dog house of phones. All right, there are a bunch of questions about Verizon. When are you going to do some more Verizon reviews and that kind of stuff? There were, I guess there are a couple of recent Verizon releases, obviously the Voyager Titanium, which is really just the Voyager with a new paint job, a few new features. The Samsung NAC, the Casio G-Zone Boulder, the Blitz, and the Motorola Adventure 750. So they're push-to-talk stuff. They're leaning on that kind of thing. So there are a few new Verizon phones out. We've done a ton of Verizons recently, though. Chocolate 3, the Dare, the Decoy, the Glide. So we'll definitely, you know, we'll catch up with the Verizon. I got to get a Blitz. People have been asking about the Blitz. And we're looking for that new LG high-end, the rumored LG high-end phone with the touchscreen and the keypad to come out. So, you know, we're just trying to spread all the love around. We love our Verizon people and our Verizon fans, so stay tuned. All right, so one more straight from the mailbag. Turkish Gold asks, hey, Noah, I saw the video where you kind of got to test drive the new Sony Ericsson X1, and I was just wondering if you thought that this one has the potential to be an actual iPhone killer. Thanks for the email. So Sony Ericsson, I can't make this up. They announced that the Xperia X1 will be launched, be available over in select European markets on, I believe it was September 30th. But then on November 3rd, they're going to have a press release in the a press event, a media event in the U.S. to announce when it'll be available in the U.S. So, like, there's an actual date when the phone's coming out in certain European markets. In the U.S., we have a date. It's not when the phone's coming out. It's when they're going to tell us when the phone's coming out. I don't know for sure. I'm imagining this has as much to do with the U.S. carriers as anything else. Just kind of a quick backgrounder, because people generally don't know this. The over in Europe and in other places, the carriers, the T-Mobiles, the AT&Ts, you know, over there it's T-Mobile and Vodafone and Orange and whoever, they don't have as much kind of death grip control over the marketplace as the carriers do here in the U.S. In the U.S., you know, over there people are used to kind of buying phones and switching their SIM cards and using unlocked phones and all kinds of stuff. In the U.S., it's much different. People are used to going into the Verizon store, getting a phone, going into AT&T store, getting a phone. And it's just starting to open up a little bit and change. But so the phones here, you know, in order to sell for, you know, a price people are used to, the X1 would sell for like $800 if it wasn't on a carrier. With a carrier, you can get it on contract after a rebate. I don't know what it'll cost, but, you know, in the $200-$300 range, something like that. But so the carriers have to decide, they have to approve everything, they have to just, you know, brand it with their own menus, all this kind of stuff. And it's a difficult process sometimes, from what I understand. Not that the carriers are bad, but, you know, it can be, well, you get the idea. So anyway, I don't know, but I'm imagining the hang-up with the X1 is as much about working with the U.S. carriers as anything else. So I can't tell you if it's going to be an iPhone killer because I haven't played with a working version. The hardware is really nice. Very, you know, luxurious. The feature set is great. The keyboard seemed pretty good. The touchscreen looks pretty good. But, you know, who knows what the software is like, because it's got Windows Mobile underneath, and, you know, I haven't played with one in person. So there's a lot of potential. A lot of people are excited about it. iPhone killer, I don't know, because it's a Windows Mobile Touch, you know, smartphone. It's not an iPhone. It's a little bit different. Anyway, you know, I wonder if I could get some of those Gossip Girl kids to come on the show and talk about what cell phones, what gadgets they use, you know. Do they really text each other so much in real life? That kind of thing. Do they get free phones from Verizon? What's the deal? You think Blake Lively? Chase, what's his name? The other one, Blair, was on Entourage this past week, playing one of Vinny Chase's old love interests. I like that show. It's been a little, I don't know, this year's been a little uneven so far, but like the Entourage. All right, let's get on to the, let's try the new name out this week, the Phone Dog Doghouse. Good looking out Jackson over on Facebook, dropping me the idea of Phone Dog Doghouse instead of Lightning Round. I don't know, we'll try one, new one each week till it sticks. All right, so the Doghouse CTA edition. Let's start with the Blackberries. BlackBerry Bold, thumbs up. Talked about before, it's got all the features, little slimmer, little sleeker. It's got the iPhone ripoff design with the black and chrome, but it looks nice. The screen is amazing. The QWERTY feels good still. A little bit tweaked, but I like it. My big concern, can AT&T handle it? Because AT&T service has been terrible lately. I canceled my iPhone 3G service because I was done with it, but it was awful. I've been hearing from people all over the country that their service is bad, so we will see. But Bold, as far as the hardware goes, big thumbs up on that one. The Pearl Flip, I'm giving it a thumbs down. I know lots of people out there dig it. Me personally, it's too chunky. I would not use it. That's just me. The Sprint Touch Diamond, I'm going thumbs up because I'm glad to see Touch Diamond on Sprint. They didn't change too much from so far as I can tell. They added Sprint TV. They changed the icons on the Touch Flow, but generally seems to be the same device. I personally like the smooth red back. Some people think it's not faceted, so it's not the diamond. For me, it's a thumbs up. The HTC Touch Pro, it's a thumbs up. I'm a little worried about how thick it is, but I'm psyched to see it. I think the Sprint version looks hot in silver and gray, but that's just me. HTC S740, big thumbs up. This phone is, I don't know what it is about it, but I dig it. You should check it out on YouTube or on the site in photos. It's not a US phone, but it's cool, man. It's long and skinny and the big keyboard and looks like something from the future. I'm all over it. What else? Sprint dropped a bunch of new phones. The Samsung High Note, thumbs down. It didn't do much for me. The Rant, I don't know. It's kind of like thumbs in the middle because it's a good low-end text messaging phone built out of metal, so it's solid, but it looks exactly like the LG Rumor, I swear. So kind of mediocre on that one. The LG Lotus for Sprint, I'm going to give a thumbs up because it's unique. They packed a lot of functionality, full QWERTY, all that. And I like Sprint's new one-click interface, at least what I saw of it. Have to check it out, not in the middle of the crazy Pepcom press event. So that's that. What else do we see this week? We saw some new Nokias. The N96, Nokia, man, you know, Doug and I spent like 40 minutes in a meeting room with a great, really nice guy from Nokia, top executive for the U.S. market. And he's showing us all these really cool things the new Nokias can do, all the Series 60 phones, and the N96, the N85, the N79, you know, 5-megapixel cameras, all kinds of functionality, all kinds of connectivity and everything. They just, they're never going to sell in the U.S. market, though, because they're not, there's not enough eye candy and they're not smooth enough. They're great if you're geeky and like to hack and all these crazy things you can do with them and the Nokia Labs with all their stuff they're doing, but I just, I don't know. I don't see them taking off in the U.S. I don't know what the deal is. So I'm thumbs in the middle on all the Nokias. The N96 has a big screen. If you like the Nokias and you like the S60, then thumbs up for sure for the N85 and the N96. Otherwise, I don't know. The E71, thumbs up. That's a sleek smartphone. Really like it. What else did we see? Virgin was there. Virgin Mobile had the Shuttle, their first ever 3G phone. And the Helio Ocean was sitting on the Virgin table. So I don't know. Helio's not dead yet, I guess. I hope not, because they were trying to do some cool stuff. What else do we have? I don't think we've had the pleasure of any other new phones this week. So you know what? I think I'm going to call it a night, because I got to rest my voice. So once again, thank you for listening. That's it. We're out, man. We're out till next week. It's Noah from PhoneDog.com. It's the Phone Dog Podcast, episode number 2 for September 16th. By the time I come back to you next week, all kinds of crazy stuff, man. We're going to, you know, the iPhone 2.1 came out, and I don't know if it really fixed everything. And my iPhone on T-Mobile, I still can't get data. It's all whacked out. I might have to get a new phone. I don't know what's going on. But we're looking for Android. We're looking for the Storm. We're looking for, you know, the Bold maybe to drop next week. Lots of stuff going on. You know where to stay on top of it. PhoneDog.com, YouTube.com/PhoneDog. On the Facebook, you can look for me, Noah. You can look for the Phone Dog page. And we're still giving away phones. So enter. I think we might even have an iPhone to give away. Shh. Did I say that? Details coming soon. Till next time, if you want to sponsor us, you can, because this episode was sponsored by nobody. I'm Noah from PhoneDog.com. Thanks to Pliny for the music. Thanks to you for listening. Drop me a line. Let me know what you think. We'll see you next time. Take care.